I am your host, Shannon McKinstry. Welcome to Good Content, the podcast where I remove the never-ending content creation guesswork and overwhelm so that you can actually enjoy being on social media again and growing your business with what has always worked, good content. All right, who's ready to talk about good content that sells like crazy, huh? Now, again, this type of content isn't necessarily going to go viral. Not every post needs to go viral. No posts even need to go viral to be good, right? Or to bring in followers and sales and all that stuff. So again, good content is just content that resonates, content that works, content that draws people in, content that people love to save and share and talk about and comment on and engage with. That's it. I know your reach is down. You're frustrated. I have heard from so many people that are like, I just want to throw Instagram away. I'm like, please do not. Here's what I always like to say. If I were to never gain one more follower, would I continue to show up? Yeah. Yeah. If my post doesn't do as well as the others, and I've had a few posts recently that just did not take off. And I'm like, well, not going to do that again. Or I'm going to dig into why. But guess what? It still got saves and shares. People still liked it. So you know what? If it helped a few people, then there we go. So I think, again, just to reassure you guys before we dive into today's topic, which I'm stoked about, I just want to make sure you guys know that, like, don't be hard on yourself. There's more competition than ever. There's more content than ever. There's more apps than ever. And then again, Instagram made a major change, which we talked about last week. It usually takes a little bit of time for everything to readjust, but I need you to remember this. If there's nothing you take away from this, well, I really want you to get to the meat and potatoes of this episode about testimonials, which get hype because you're about to actually create content about your clients and customers that get sales. But first, listen, tell everyone you know this. Your audience is your algorithm. We can train our own algorithms. The algorithm is only just trained to show you content you want to see and content your people want to see. So what do your people want to see? What are they engaging with? What are they sharing? What are they liking? That's good content. And like I said, in all these episodes, it's always the simplest thing. And actually, my post yesterday is doing really, really well. I didn't even think, it was one that I threw out, like, I've done this before. Let me try a different version of it. Hello, repurpose. Just because something didn't do well the first time doesn't mean it won't do well the second time. So what I did was take the content I thought was going to do really well and just put it in a different formula, and bam, it's doing really, really well in less than 24 hours. And I can't tell you how many comments I got going, thank you for keeping it simple. Thank you for the simple tip. It's stuff they can take and run with and go do. And that's what people want, right? Okay. So again, what I want you to know is this. Tell everyone, PSA, shout it from the rooftop, louder for the people in the back. Just because the algorithm has made a change does not mean it's over. You just have to get into your people's heads. You have to do market research. You have to do your own research, how people are using the app. I study how I use the app. I study what I do when I go to follow someone. What grabbed me? What did I look out to finally make that decision that, yes, I need to follow this person? Think about user behavior, not just your content. So with that said, please know, I don't care what changes the algorithm makes. Obviously, this one has been funky, but every time it goes back to some sort of normalcy because we train the algorithm. If I'm not liking the content it's showing me, and literally the second they made that change a week or two ago, my newsfeed was flooded with people I've not literally seen in 5 years. I'm like, I forgot about that person. I would then go to their profile. Sometimes I noticed they unfollowed me, probably because 5 years ago we connected because I was helping them with content or whatever it was. Now they may not have a business anymore. Maybe they just got burnt out. Maybe they decided entrepreneurship wasn't for them, or maybe they just don't like me. I don't know. So a lot of these people, I would notice that. I'm like, that's fine. So we would kind of quit that relationship on Instagram right there. Then there are people I didn't see forever that are still following me. I'm still following them. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I literally haven't seen your content in 4 years. How are you doing? It was the craziest shift in the algorithm I've seen in a long time. But again, that's good because I got to reconnect with some people. And then I got to see some people that I'm like, oh, I guess they're not following me anymore. We don't need to keep going down this route of me showing them support either. It's like, there's no hard feelings. Things change. With that said, my newsfeed is now looking a lot more normal than it used to. So just give it time. It's gonna be okay. And the more I engage with content I want to see, the algorithm is showing me the content from the people that I'm really connected to and want to see more of. And your people, as they engage with you, are going to see more of you too. That's how it works. Okay. So don't be scared of the algorithm change. Just roll with the punches. Okay. So let's dive into today. I know I talk a lot about what goes viral all the time, but let's talk about what gets sales, testimonials, good content. I've said this. I literally had a reel actually go viral for me probably about 2 or 3 years ago, probably 2 years ago. And I looked right at the camera. I said, I am begging you to stop sharing testimonial graphics to Instagram. Every time I have a realtor client or any of my clients in construction, health and wellness, they're like, here's a testimonial. I'm like, no one wants to read a testimonial. They can go to your site and see that. They can go to your client wins highlight and see that. that doesn't gain traction unless it's like one snippet of like 10 words or less of some mind-blowing epiphany they've had or that you've had. Graphics should be for sharing. No one's sharing your testimonials. They might skim it, read it. No, no, no. This is what works. And before you come at me, sure, you might get 10 likes on a testimonial post, or maybe you have one that went crazy because maybe it was like a really powerful story that everyone could see themselves in. But this is what works better. Are you ready? I want you to literally just talk to the camera and tell a story. Every time I've done this for myself, it has led to sales. Maybe not my virality, but again, each piece of content of yours is going to have another goal. Is this content to get the word out, gain brand visibility for shares and things like that? Cool. Is it for comments and leading to sales? Cool. Is it for follows? Cool. Is it just for nurturing your current community? Cool. So that's another reason you can't be so hard on yourself when something doesn't go viral or something doesn't get, you know, quadruple the engagement that you don't always get. That's not how it all works. So right now we're talking content that gets sales, because I know you guys are here to make money. You're not here to, some of you are here to be influencers, sure, but the majority of listeners, I would say at least 90%, are here to just have a business. You're not content creators. I can help you become one if you want to, but you don't have to be a full-time content creator. You can post 4 times a week. You can post some testimonials in this form that I'm about to tell you about. And you can post helpful tips and funny memes and grow. There is no one way fits all. So I just want to put that in there real quick. All right. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to talk to the camera. Now, I saved a few TikToks. Again, this is not that you need to go to these TikToks. It's just that, sorry, Instagram, TikTok's SEO is crazy. If I type in happy client stories on Instagram, I'm going to have to dig for a while. I put it in TikTok and got like some of the best videos, okay? I'm going to tell you what exactly they say and do, because there's so many ways to do this. There is no one way to do this either. You could do talk to the camera if you're not ready for that yet, or maybe you're a big team and there's not one face of your team that needs to talk to the camera. You could do a voiceover, or you could just do pictures or videos, and every clip there's different words taking them step by step of the client's journey and what they said. This is what works for me, okay? And this is the example I give people. Look to the camera and literally act like you're FaceTiming with a friend, or you're at coffee with a friend. You're like, oh my gosh, I got to tell you, you know, this is about my client. And you would start off by saying, my client or my customer, let's say your boutique, and they looked everywhere for the perfect dress to go this summer and they hated everything for their body. My customer had gone to 7 stores in, let's say you're hyperlocal, in Raleigh, and was about to throw in the towel until she walked in and found the perfect dress for the black tie summer wedding. This is the dress. And here's why she loved it. We were able to help her, right? You just talk about it. Okay. Another example, real estate agent. My client is moving here from Kansas and they thought they'd never find a home with a yard like they had with a blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? I found it. Do you see how easy that is? It's not that deep. Another thing you could say, let's say you're since I'm holding coffee right here, let's say you're a local coffee shop. One of our regulars just said the sweetest things to us. She said blank. Do you see what I mean? Because here's the thing. When you are telling the story about the girl who couldn't find the right dress, when you're telling the story about the family that moved and was scared they wouldn't have a house that they loved as much as theirs back home, when you're telling the story of a regular that sits there and really never talks to the baristas, but finally said something, whatever. When we're hearing that story, we're picturing ourselves. I'm picturing myself shopping for the dress. I'm picturing myself shopping for the home. Do you know what I mean? So for example, I did a reel months ago. And again, this is me taking my own advice. I need to do one of these because I have so many clients going viral and saying, you've changed my life. And I never do these reels. I need to. But again, I don't even think you need a script for these. You just need to talk to the camera. And the one I did a while ago was one of my clients owns a brewery. I sold out his event in one reel, one single reel. I sold out this event that he was nervous about filling. And I got on camera. I go, you guys, we just sold out our clients, blah, 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 with one reel. Here's how we did it. Do you know how many people wanted to work with us after that? Like, crazy. Did it go viral? No. But do you know how many DMs I go, where do I sign? Okay. So let me walk through a few I found on TikTok and then we'll wrap this up because y'all got things to do. Okay. So one was from a girl that I don't know exactly where she worked. I want to say she was a server or a barista, and she tells the story. She literally goes, I have a client who came in the other day and wasn't expecting to see me because I don't normally work on that day. And she goes on to say that he just lit up and said, you just, every time I see you, I light up. I love talking to you. You're such a joy. And she talked about how it just made her heart burst. Okay. There's one. You can just talk experiences like that. Number two is a makeup artist. And what she does is so brilliant. And she looks at this camera and she literally just starts out like, I'm going to tell you about a fun client experience I had the other day. And then she acts it out. She's a makeup artist. So clip one is her holding the stuff and she's going, hey, I know you're getting married in the spring and you're not sure if you want to wear a lot of makeup. Here's my thoughts. And then she acts as the other girl and she goes, yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I say go for it. And then she acts it out and she's like, you know what? I really like it. Now I kind of want to go a little bolder with the rose glitter you talked about. And she goes on to say that. Another one is a weight loss dietitian. She literally starts out, let me tell you exactly what she says in the beginning. She starts out by saying, I have a client who's lost 25 pounds in the past 3 months, and this is what's changed for her. My client, she's in her late 30s. She had tried everything under the sun. Do you see? When she is saying that, someone that is also in the late 30s who has tried everything to lose that weight is listening and going, And guess what? When I clicked on the comments, what's the first comment? Are you taking clients right now? And she goes, yes, I am. Link is in my bio. Okay. So proof that this works. This isn't just me saying, you know, to do things. Like, I promise you guys, I'm doing the research for you. Fourth example that I love is a real estate agent. And this is where it gets really kind of fun. For those of you who don't want to talk to the camera, for those of you who don't have time to do voiceovers, this is all they did. Ready? It starts out by saying, my client closes on her dream house this week, and it shows the home. She knew it was the one the moment she walked in. Another clip of the house. Third clip, it says, we got the news, our offer had been accepted. We screamed and celebrated together in the living room. And as the clip is showing the living room, and they're just taking you step by step of the process of what her client felt like and what it was like. Do you see how much more powerful that is than a generic Canva graphic? I'm sorry, you guys know, of course I love Canva, but it has a time and a place. If you are telling the story and you want a sale today, that's what I want you to do. Talk to the camera, either by acting out the story, telling a quick story, talking about the journey. I can't tell you how many times I've even gotten on Instagram stories and gotten this. So if you're too scared to do a reel yet of you talking to the camera, do it on Instagram. Every time I get on Instagram, say, oh my gosh, guys, my client just got 3.1 million views and this is what it said and this is what she did. They're like, I get like 10 signups for the Reels Lab. I could talk about the Reels Lab and I could talk about this podcast and I could talk about this stuff all day. If I share a screenshot of someone happy, that's one thing. If I tell the story, that's a whole nother. So go do it. That is good content to get those sales. And I know for last thing, I know a lot of you are going to be like, but Shannon, I haven't sold anything yet. Shannon, I don't have clients and customers yet. Do what that first person did. How is it that you make people feel? I was talking with someone the other day who I can't wait to work with, and they told me blah, 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 blah. Okay, you've got this. Love you, friend. Happy creating, and I'll talk to you next week.